Thank you to the nearly 300 people who responded to my survey about authentic leadership. Your great input fuels today's column. So why focus on authentic leadership? Why not, say, startup leadership, courageous leadership, improvisational, trustworthy, heroic servant, or, well, pick your favorite adjective, dancing leadership, defiant leadership, athletic flourishing? Why authentic? Two reasons. First, it's about growth. We can all be, I believe, more or less authentic. As a young man, I, mostly unconsciously, hid behind titles, social expectations, and I navigated politics. One of the potential gifts of age is you get real, authentic. But maybe if we look at what it is, we can figure out how to get more of it now. And the big reason I'm writing about it is that, as my survey indicates, authentic leadership generates dramatic benefits. So authentic leadership should attract your attention if you want these four outcomes in your leadership, as indicated in my recent survey. One, 66% of respondents said the impact they saw from the most authentic leader they worked with was an increase in trust, respect, and loyalty. Wouldn't you like that? 55% of the comments used words that said their authentic leader was inspiring, motivating, and that they evoked passion and hard work from those who followed them. 44% of the comments spoke to how the authentic leaders generated a positive environment for work and that they were inclusive. And another 39% of the comments indicated that the authentic leader generated team unity and fostered collaboration. Those are really nice calling cards, aren't they? Who wouldn't want more of that from their teams? So at the threshold, more on this next week, you might ask three questions. One, when have I been most authentic as a leader? Two, what would it take for me to be as authentic now as I was then? And perhaps wonder, three, what keeps me from being me, most true to who I am and what I believe in as a leader? Surveys are cool, but what I loved about this one is that I invited others to speak in their own words about their most authentic leader. If you go to my website, you can see a full list of their verbatim responses to that question, and I think you'll find that they inspire you as they inspired me to lead with your best self. Many thanks to my student, Jason Tang, for wading through boatloads of individual comments to bring these results to bear.